Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That's 38 special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Stollard. Mike is the co-founder and president and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up and Burned Out. We're talking about how to get your frontline people, the people who touch your customers, more motivated, more engaged, and happier to be doing what they're doing, because that converts to happy customers. And we all know what happy customers do. They come back, and they spend money with you, and they spend more money with you than they probably did the first time. Michael, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the last segment, you were just about to tell us when we went to the break about the role that environment plays in getting these frontline people more engaged. What do you think?
Yeah, the way I think of it, Jim, is when people, all people, when they feel supported by their boss in particular and by the people they work with, they just have more energy and enthusiasm. To look at the opposite extreme, when people feel left out, when they feel alone, when they feel unsupported, it actually has an effect on the biology of their bodies. The body starts sending resources to the fight or flight muscles and ignoring the other parts of the body. So, but basically, we're at our best when we feel supported relationally. So what you can do as a leader, as a business owner, is take the time to get to know your sales force, the people who are on the front lines, and people in service. You know, if your business is on the smaller side, you can get to know their names. And I like the idea of, you know, trying to get to know something, one unique positive about them, that when you run into them, you can mention it, or just it'll help you remember them a little better. Secondly, you know, walk the halls. Be out there. Be present.
MBWA.
Management by wandering around, wasn't it? That Tom Peters talked about.
That's right.
1981. We're dating ourselves here.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're engaging with people, be present in conversations. You know, ask them how they are. Connect with them first before you start getting into the content about the business, and then ask them how work's going and is there anything you can do to help. And just those conversations really make a difference. People feel supported. They feel like they know you as a leader. And then go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say one of the things, and I've said this before, my audience has heard me say this, but I think it is worth repeating. One of the best things that I've ever done as a manager, as a leader, is to say to my people, this is your job, this is your assignment, I want to help you be successful in this assignment, and therefore, I'm asking you to own this. I want you to put your name on this. This assignment, you own this, and to the degree that you need me to help you be successful with this thing that you own, at that point, I work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then say, what can I do to help you?
Yeah, it's a servant leadership mindset, and it makes a difference. You know Howard Behar, I think, who has...
Yeah, of course.
I call him Starbucks' secret weapon.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into Howard's office, he had an upside-down pyramid with himself at the bottom. You know, because...
Howard's a great guy.
He is a great guy, and, you know, and he really walks the talk. You know, when he helped turn around Starbucks in Chicago, with, you know, the first big city they expand outside of, he moved to Chicago, and he was the head of Starbucks North America. He went store by store and taught people the importance of connecting with customers and with one another. And just being around him, I think, they learned that. But it had a huge impact. You know, that's when Starbucks started taking off.
Well, exactly. And you can tell, I mean, one thing, I mean, think about what they do. When you walk in Starbucks, they ask you your name.
Right. Yeah,
and then they say your name. I mean, that's not just a service practice. I mean, that's people like hearing their names, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of business relationships we have because we feel comfortable, we trust the people, we like doing business with them, it's a pleasure being around them. And of course, you know, they have to deliver on the business promise too. But that personal relationship makes it go above and beyond.
Right.
So another thing I wanted to bring up, Jim, that I really believe in is it's super important for leaders to do, business owners to do, is what I call a reconnect session. And that's say, two or three times a year, getting out in front of your people who are on the front lines and just telling them what you're thinking about the business, you know, how things are going, what's top of mind for you, and then let them know that, hey, nobody has a monopoly on good ideas. You've made mistakes before, and you want to know from them, just from what they've heard, what you've shared with them, what's right, what's wrong, what's missing. I think it's really important to get them thinking about that. What's right, what's wrong, what's missing.
And you ask them these questions.
Sorry?
You're going to ask them these questions.
Yes, you're asking them to tell you what's right, what's wrong, what's missing from your thinking, from what
you
share.
Do you do that in a group setting?
In a group setting. And then make sure you go around and get everyone talking. It's really good for them to share what's on their minds. And you'll be surprised. Number one, they will feel more connected to you in the process. And secondly, you'll learn some things that you weren't aware of that'll help make you a better decision maker. And, you know, be careful not to get sucked into arguments. Just thank them for their feedback. Listen,
yeah.
It's good to have someone there who can take notes because you're going to be busy engaged in conversation. You don't want to be the note taker. And then follow up in writing and in email perhaps. Say, here's what I heard and here's what I'm going to do about it.
Well, one of the most important things a leader can do is to ask their people sincerely this question. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Hey, Michael, I need your website again.
FiredUpOrBurnedOut.com.
Check it out. The book, that's also the title of the book. Michael Stoddard and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about how to get your frontline people more energized, more engaged, happier, where they can make your customers happier. Until... I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.